You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So what we found in our review was that there was under-resourcing, and that had been going on for some time, and that was resulting in long waiting times for people, people being turned away from services because they weren't sort of critical enough, enormous strain on people working in the mental health system, so that some people were being forced to leave their work because they were themselves starting to experience physical and mental health problems. And then underlying it all, just these sort of persistent problems around the way that people with experience of mental distress and mental ill health were being treated. So those are the problems we found. And in a nutshell, there's, you know, obviously a whole lot of contributing factors to that. And we did see that some of those, some of the increased social stressors on people were contributing to the increased demand for mental health services. So whether that's problems securing decent, reliable work, or securing safe and reliable housing, and everything that goes with it.
So what ideally needs to change? I mean, the government, we've had this announcement that we've got a new government, and what can happen now that there has been this change to positively benefit the mental health system?
So we had four specific recommendations out of the review that we conducted. The first was an urgent funding increase for mental health services, that's both for acute services and community-based mental health services, and we have seen a commitment to that from this new government. They've made a commitment, particularly they've got an emphasis on mental health services for young people. So we see there's free counselling for under 25-year-olds, an increased number of mental health professionals in schools from primary school level and up. What we don't know yet exactly is what increase might be going into the DHB, who provide, amongst other things, those acute services. So there's still a bit to find out about particularly where that funding's going. The second thing we recommended was that we needed to restore independent oversight of the mental health sector. So under the previous national government, we lost our mental health commission, and part of what we saw as a result of that was that we lost the kind of oversight to ensure that we didn't get into the kind of dire situation that we were in by the end of that government's term. In the coalition government yesterday, in the coalition announcement yesterday, there was a commitment to re-establish the Mental Health Commission. So that's the second one of our recommendations. The third thing we were calling for was an urgent and independent inquiry into the structure and provision of mental health services in New Zealand. And that was just to say, look, you can put more funding into this, and we should, and we need to restore that independent oversight, but we actually need to take a good look at what's gone wrong. Is the money going to the right places? And really just sort of where are the weak points, where are the strengths? And in particular, some of the things that review needs to look at is how could we provide a wider range of treatment options to people? And in particular, a lot of people said they wanted more access to talk therapies and peer support, in addition to psychiatric drugs, which people often said was the only option they had. The second thing that came through really strongly and that needs to be tackled in that review is looking at the need to ensure that people using mental health services are being treated with respect. That's an experience that many people are not currently having, and part of that's being caused by an overstrained mental health professional staff, that they themselves are so busy, so strained, that they don't necessarily have the time or energy. But there's other things going on there, and we also just want to make sure that that review, that inquiry into our mental health system, should be informed by the obligations that New Zealand has entered into under the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. So those are some of the things that we want to see happen. So they've said they're going to do that inquiry. We're hoping it will cover all of that ground.
So this formal inquiry, this seems to be the most important thing. And I've talked to a few mental health specialists and things like that. And yeah, it comes across that this is the first step. This is the first big step that needs to change. And so what following that, like, so this review happens, and then ideally, well, Labour hasn't specified anything that's going to happen after this, but ideally what happens, is it an increase in funding, or is it just adjusting what's already there?
Well, we knew that there was a need for more funding. Labour has already committed under this, you know, under their current existing policy priorities to increase funding. I think that their package of increased funding for mental health in their election promises added up to about $180 or $190 million. So, you know, there is a substantial commitment to additional funding there. So what would come out of the review might be that that's not enough, that we need more. The demand for mental health services has grown at a very rapid pace. What might also come out of that review is that there's just sort of been some neglect of the infrastructure and that there needs to be some sort of infrastructural investment. But as I say, it might also just be that, look, we need a more diverse range of mental health services and treatment options available to people. And for example, there is great work being done, but I think, you know, given our increasingly diverse population, there's just going to need to be more investment and more resourcing for work being done around culturally diverse mental health services in New Zealand, you know, services that will appropriately meet the needs of people coming from very different cultures.
And do you think this will be something that will take a while? It's going to be. Do you think it's going to be a long-term situation before the mental health system can get, I don't want to say get back on track, because, I mean, you can never have 100% fix for things like this, but do you think it'll be long-term, or are we thinking short way down the road that this could be improved a lot?
Well, the commitment from Labor and its campaign promises is that they wouldn't take too long to do this review. In fact, I'm not sure that this was actually written into their policy announcement, but there was a sense, I think, that this is something that should be able to be kicked off in the first 100 days of their government and completed within a year. So, you know, that's the review part of it. And in the meantime, they have made promises to implement some changes immediately prior to the review. I don't think there's any reason for this to be drawn out. I think it's urgent. People are suffering now. We are losing far too many people every year to suicide. And the suicide statistics, as you know, as tragic and heart-wrenching as they are really only the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of people living you know, lives of desperation who haven't been able to access the support they need. So we can't let it drag out too long. We have to see this as a health crisis. And I think, you know, sometimes mental health, we understand that mental health is health, but we don't treat a mental health crisis impacts with the same urgency as we would treat a health crisis. And I think we do need to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.